Hi, welcome to episode 5 of So Here's the Thing. So here's a funny thing about being in our 943rd day of COVID-19. It is hard to get any space or quiet in a house full of people all the time. No one can go anywhere, so we are all here all the time, working from home, schooling from home, everything from home. My household includes my wife, Gail, my daughter, Amy, and her two kids, Javon, who's 13, and Michaela, who's 7, and my stepson, Justin. Amy and Justin were kind enough to move in with us to help us financially after I went on disability. So the 6 of us share a 2,000-square-foot home with 5 bedrooms, which sounds really big, but it doesn't feel really big since the coronavirus. I did have an office/meditation room, but I gave it up for family space. Now I have a filing cabinet and bookshelf in my wife's office and a bookcase in our bedroom. So I find myself sitting in bed to work. Now, that might sound bad, but it isn't. Especially with the pain that I have, our bed is a comfortable place for me to sit and work. And I have room to spread out all my papers and all my books around me. Now, also since the coronavirus, I have been in charge of online learning, which is really, really scary. And I'll just say it right now. My grandkids will be repeating the 8th and 2nd grades, and it will be my fault. I know all you parents and grandparents, all the non-teachers who are teaching, you know what I'm saying, and you have exactly the same fear. There are going to be a ton of kids repeating grades next year, if they can go to school at all. And if not, I suppose it won't make a difference. Now, I want kids to be safe, but these kids are missing social interaction that they need and they do not get from their siblings. Siblings at this point can't even stand to be in the same room together anymore. Now kids are going to be socially inept and uneducated. God or somebody better please help me. I talked about sitting Shiva 2 weeks ago, and I haven't done it yet. And it's not because I don't want to, because I do want to, and not because I don't need to, because I do. Over 201,000 people now have died from coronavirus. There is so much loss to mourn, and I do not lose sight of that, even living in a time of chaos and online learning. I remember the coronavirus, and I remember racial injustice all the time. Breonna Taylor. I've been thinking a lot about being quiet and being still. In the Dhammapada, the Buddha says, "Look within, be still, free from fear and attachment. Know the sweet joy of the way." And he also says, "Like a broken gong, be still, be silent. Know the stillness of freedom, where there is no striving." Now, the Bible also talks about being still. Psalm 46:10 is a pretty famous quote, I think, which is, "Be still, excuse me, and know that I am God." Psalm 37:7 says, "Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him." Being still is an important concept for us to understand and learn. In stillness, we can turn inward, move deeper, and sit with ourselves. In stillness, we can listen because we are silent. We can hear so much better when we stop talking. All of our senses are heightened when we're still. No movement, no sound, just still, quiet focus. Now, how often does that happen in a day? Currently, for me, never. I feel like every moment from the time I get up until I go to bed is filled with noise and action. Questions being asked, requests being made, more questions, more requests, television, lots of people talking, and lots of people laughing because we do have a lot of fun here. By the time it's quiet at night, I fall asleep because I'm so exhausted. Javon stays up later than I do. Thich Nhat Hanh, the Zen master and teacher, in his book, Living Buddha, Living Christ, says, we need to live deeply our own tradition and, at the same time, listen deeply to others. We have to allow what is good, beautiful, and meaningful in others' traditions to transform us. We human beings can be nourished by the best values of many traditions. To be still in the Bible and in the Dhammapada means to stop striving, stop fighting, relax. A meditation practice or a contemplative prayer can help us to be calm, to be still, and to concentrate. Buddha says that we can know freedom through silence and being still. He tells us that when we are still, we become free from fear and from attachment. The Bible says to be still and know. Knowing comes from stillness. To know is to acquire wisdom, insight, or to look deeply. It also means developing a relationship with someone through meeting and spending time with them to be familiar with. We come to know ourselves through stillness. We become familiar with ourselves, with our habits and our patterns. We learn patience with ourselves and with others when we learn to sit and be comfortable with ourselves through stillness. We can know when we are still. Thich Nhat Hanh also says that we need to look deeply, which means to observe something or someone with so much concentration that the distinction between the observer and the observed disappears. Developing this concentration allows us to develop insight into the true nature of ourselves and then others. When we are still and looking deeply, we know. Buddha tells us that through mindfulness, when we sit, we know we're sitting. When we eat, we know we're eating. And when we walk, we know we're walking. This ability to be fully present in each moment is developed through practice, where we sit and learn to stay with ourselves no matter what. We sit still, we look deeply, and we know. Mindfulness provides an opportunity to be still and to know even while we are taking care of our daily responsibilities. Stillness and knowing are available to us every moment of every day. Through meditation, we can learn to continually access our stillness and knowing. So here's the thing. In the busyness of our days, we can quiet ourselves internally and access our knowing. We can learn to feel and listen and see with our eyes of knowing. In this place, we can learn more about ourselves and others. In stillness and knowing, our barriers between ourselves and others can be removed. Where there were barriers, we can now have understanding, love, and peace. Our stillness and knowing can change everything. Where there is stillness, knowing, and looking deeply, there is compassion. Let's grow that compassion through the practice of compassion first. It's what we all need at this moment and at every moment. Thanks for listening, and I will hear you next week.